Given what happened on the field in Philadelphia yesterday, the Eagles getting trounced by the 49ers, and the whole melee with Dom, the security guard, we thought we would eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio. Let's bring in their morning show, the Touchdown Brothers.
And if that's not enough, I've got to read Peter King this morning saying, oh, San Francisco, clearly the best team. They're not the best team! Can you not look at the standings and see that Philadelphia's 10-2 and the 49ers are the 9-3?
That's an outrage.
Who's better?
It's an outrage.
It's a total. I'm so
total
sick of
outrage.
Sick of all these experts, you know, so-called experts that watch the NFL and have no idea what the hell they're talking about.
All right, you listen to Jimmy Amendola, Tony Ragu, the Touchdown Brothers. You know, I'd like to thank our guest from last hour. I guess we're going to thank him, Pete DeBoer, who came on. Anthony, why'd you book Pete DeBoer the morning after the Eagles 49ers, and we have to have on a Dallas Stars head coach?
You got a new book out about the Royals.
The what?
The what?
The Royal Family.
He's got. Why do we care about Pete DeBoer's book about the Royal Family?
I don't
family?
Care about
Jeez.
That. Nobody cares. We have the National Football League. We have the Eagles and the 49ers. And we're talking to the Dallas Stars coach.
It's unbelievable. What a horrible. Anthony, you have no excuse for what you did.
You made the worst weekend of the last 5 years worse, Anthony.
I did what I had to do.
You shut up. You turn
shut
off the
up.
Mic.
Just turn off
the mic. All right, listen. The 49ers may have somewhat technically won that game, but, I mean, at least that's what the NFL wants you to believe about this game.
Well, you know, the NFL wanted them to win. They let them hold on every play.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But is there any doubt in your mind that the Eagles got the moral victory in that game?
Oh, yeah.
For
okay,
those
I know
of you,
where you're going.
For those of you who don't know, Tony Ragu's cousin, Dom,
That's right.
Taught the 49ers a little lesson about respect.
Yeah.
All right? We got to break down what happened between an American patriot like Dom and Dre Greenlaw, who basically plays for Hamas.
What he did yesterday was a terroristic.
Unbelievable. Greenlaw.
I don't know how you're saying.
Greenlaw. Assaulted Devontae Smith.
That's what it was.
It was an assault. That's a Class C felony.
Yeah, first degree assault right there.
And then,
that's one.
And then Dom, Tony's cousin, stepped in to defend Devontae.
Said, no, uh-uh.
Who said, uh-uh, not in my house.
No.
And Devontae, who's also an American patriot who stands up for what is right.
Right.
And I heard Greenlaw was going after Devontae because Devontae had recently supported a charity that helps underprivileged kids.
About that.
And Greenlaw hates kids and charity.
Yeah, and he went right after him.
So he assaults him.
Yeah.
And then Dom, he steps in.
Don't get emotional, man.
Performing a selfless act.
It's all right, man. It's okay. I know. I was beside myself that... Hey, man, you gotta get a hold of yourself because...
I can't help it. What he did was so inspiring.
I know. He stood up to Greenlaw, and somehow they kicked Dom out of the game.
They kick him out of the game.
The most important guy we got on the sideline, and they kick him out of the game.
He is the Eagles' 12th man.
the guy who has the bravery to wear the Italian flag on his Eagles hat.
And he's wearing the Italian necklace,
what kind
too.
Of crap.
He's representing our country like you wouldn't believe.
I know it. He's got the Italian boot necklace, and
it's
I love Dom. I love
man.
Him like he's my brother.
This is the end of the NFL.
It is.
This is what they want.
They want the 49ers.
When they let a guy like Dom go like this,
right.
When he has to leave the game, the NFL will fold.
And they're talking about future suspension with Dom, too?
Unbelievable.
Excuse me. You don't want him a part of the Cowboys game? You don't think Mike McCarthy's scared to death of Dom? Or Micah Parsons? You don't think they're scared of Dom?
Dom? Dom? Is what the NFL is all about!
The internet ought to be .dom, not .com.
Oh, I believe it.
Because he's worldwide.
You don't think the NFL is trying to set up a Cowboys victory here?
Get rid of Dom right before the big Cowboys game
so that the Eagles can't depend on Dom.
Yeah, have the sideline undefended.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, Makes me sick.
I'm sick
All right,
of it.
Let's go to the phones, and we'll start off with... should we go to Charles, who's calling us from Galveston? No, let's go to Sal in South Philly. You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing this morning?
Not bad, doing okay, despite the loss.
I'm so depressed this morning because my Eagles lost. If I had a job, I'd have called in sick today.
That's smart of you not to get the job, you wouldn't have to call in sick.
I even lost a bet, you know. I gave the buddy San Francisco in 28 points because I was so sure we were going to destroy them.
The NFL didn't want it to happen. The thing is,
the overlords decided differently.
Yeah.
Only one's good things happens yesterday's in that games. Only one, I tell yous.
Yeah, what's that, that's out.
That was that my good friend, my buddy Dom, who I went to high schools with at St. Ignatius of Lasagna on the South Side.
Oh, you went to Lasagna? I didn't know you were fighting Pisano, too.
Yeah, we went to St. Ignatius of Lasagna together. My buddy Dom's and I, we were really good friends.
Yeah.
And he gets me tickets every once in a while to Eagles games. That's when I gets to go. He puts me up in the nosebleed, but I don't care.
That's okay. He's a giving guy, you know? He's so
that
giving.
That sounds like Dom.
I know.
Nobody's complaining.
No.
But he put St. Ignatius of Lasagna's on the maps yesterday with punching that fool for San Francisco.
Fraud! That's what he is, he's a fraud!
That's right!
Moment of St. Ignatius of Lasagna histories.
And
I will say this, I know he doesn't want me telling him this, about the stories about him, but whenever we have the high school reunions, you know what he likes to do? He likes to clog up all the toilets.
That's the guy! That's my cousin!
We have got to beat the Cowgirls this week, or it's going to ruin my entire...
Don't worry about it.
They'll beat them.
They got Dak.
The worst quarterback ever to play the game.
Yeah.
You know why I think they're going to beat the Cowgirls? Because the Cowgirls are still thinking about Dolly and her giant knocker.
Yeah, what a terrible
idea.
Yeah,
that was so stupid.
That sucked.
They ain't concentrating on the Eagles. They're not ready for football. They're eating turkey legs and watching Dolly and the giant
stupid cowboy stuff, you know?
Hey, one question before I go. Do the Cowboys suck or what?
Shut the door! There we go! We're not tuning out yet, but anyway, coming up next, erotic thriller author Justin Montemayor comes on to tell us about his new book called Jaws and the Case of Missing Brothel Jewelry. Learn how Jaworski saved the damsel in distress with a heart of gold. That's next on the Touchdown Brothers.
Good Lord.